It's time for the Switch to Birth After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We have Michael Galante in the house. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome. It is Switch to Birth. We're having a party in the house. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I feel like I'm in a club right now. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. This is Switch to Birth Season 5, Episode 8. Left in charge, we have Michael Galante here. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. I'm so excited here. Calm down, ladies. Ladies, calm down. Hannah and Kelsey are not here, and we will make fun of them the entire time because they're not here, but Michael is.
I miss you. I wish you guys were here. I wanted to.
Okay, ladies, calm down. We also have Becca up at the table with us. This is what she looks like, everyone. You can find her at Becca B Talks TV. She's also live in the chat.
I am.
Yeah, so take care of the chat. Michael, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
This was an episode where I was yelling at you the entire time I was watching it.
I would have too. I mean, I can't blame you. It looked pretty bad.
Did you believe that he did what he did? Or what he didn't do?
Did I believe that?
Yeah, when you were reading the script, were you like, oh my God, it's
Yeah, as soon as I saw the whole, when she texted, it's like, oh, it's on. Mm. Who sends a text and then he leaves? I mean, the next 10 minutes was going to be him going over there and hooking up. But, and then they pulled the twist and it was good. Wow. Luca's a good dude.
We'll get to Luca. We got to start the episode because we want to talk about Luca. So we got to start with what's going on with Daphne and Chris. Okay, so I like the idea of Daphne and Chris hooking up.
Love them.
Yeah, and it's
they're great.
Their flirting is cute. Becca,
I like her with Mingo.
Yeah, but better. Mingo has a girlfriend.
Exactly.
But we.
I know
haven't
we don't.
Seen her.
Yeah, we don't believe that the girlfriend actually exists here on the show.
Daphne deserves happiness, doesn't she? So that made her happy in the moment. So
in the moment.
in the moment. That's what it was for.
All right. So they go on this weird date. He gets his nose bleed. And then his arm issue, which we have been talking about the fact that the police had harassed him. And we were waiting for that to come back into play. The whole episode, this steroid storyline, I was like, this can't be what's like, does she not remember that he was attacked by the police?
Yeah.
Well, and she goes behind his back again.
Yeah, she sticks, everyone in the chat, I know, saw this earlier before we started, was talking about how she keeps sticking her nose in other people's business.
Right.
Yeah, Billie Jean Girl 24, Daphne doesn't think before she acts.
That's true.
Yeah, she should have kind of thought that, she could have thought in the future for this one.
Right, especially with her decision. I think it was, once she asked Travis for all the info as to what it means and what could happen, and she... I hope made a thoughtful decision before going to Catherine. Like, she thought about what she was told.
Yeah.
And didn't just go, oh, okay, and went to Catherine.
But then what was she going to say to Catherine? She would have to make something up.
You know what I mean?
I think she the way she didn't say he did it.
Right.
I mean, but now there's drug tests and they're all in trouble.
I don't know why her thought was they're going to get a lecture. They're not the kids. They're not John's kids who get a lecture.
Yeah, she didn't realize how much trouble you can get in for that. And it is a serious issue in reality.
Yeah, too. But it's so funny because Travis said this is what could happen. Like, the team could be disqualified.
Yeah.
That is how serious this is. And her thought was never drug tests.
Her morals came first, like they always have for her character, you know? She's integrity first, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
But now poor Sam.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the chat saying?
Well, Ariane said that Daphne doesn't deserve happiness with all her nosiness. That cracked me up.
Everyone in the chat is mean.
That was kind of harsh. And there's people, Jasmine said that Chris and Daphne is kind of working, maybe if, Daphne hadn't had done what she did in this episode.
Oh, like they thought that it would work out?
Yeah.
We found out that he's a player, so he's not looking for anything serious. She's not looking for anything serious because she wants serious with Mingo, yeah. Which I'm still holding a grudge from when we first met Mingo when he broke the bathroom. I'm like, no, you cannot date him. He's a bad guy.
I like him.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone loves Mingo. He's the most likable character ever.
Yeah, his abs are great. So yeah,
he's a good-looking dude.
He's a very good-looking
100%.
Dude. I've never said otherwise.
Yeah, no, attractive guy.
He's just a jerk. Speaking of jerks, I want to talk about Allie. Well, because I don't trust her. Oh, and I want to say thank you to the show, because last week I got very upset that we didn't get to see the actual tattoo. And we didn't get to see how long the scar was. And if she's going to be like, look how big my scar is, girl, show it to us.
Yeah.
And so we got to see it. And the tattoo is beautiful.
Yeah, true.
Right? You get to see, like, the bottom, I think, is like a heart kind of thing. And it grows up through her boobies and up on top.
It was really nice.
I'm
that
big
fan.
That
episode was unreal. Yeah. It was just so good.
You're still...
Like, it's so good. My mom called me. She's like, that's the best episode I've ever seen of the show. And I wasn't even in it. And I agreed. I'm like, absolutely. It was absolutely beautiful. At the end, got everybody.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous the way they did. I think Leah Thompson directed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was... it's still good.
Yeah.
And it's a big milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was, like, perfect. I've watched it over and over. Wow. Yeah, don't tell anyone that. Oh, wait. Yeah.
How many times?
I probably rewatched that 8 to 10 times. It was just to see the act, just to see. Mm-hmm. It's also like a learning experience for me and for people in the business. It's like, how do they do that? How do they create that much emotion? Mm-hmm. And they were, I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every time he's on screen, I cried.
Yeah.
He was just there and I cried.
Right.
That's how powerful it was.
Yeah. But then the music, I even looked up the song. The song was amazing too. And then there's that moment before Daphne smiles and then it just explodes and everyone's like bawling. And then she says, it's nice to meet you, Allie. Oh, that was, come on, just tears. Shouldn't be saying, cry too much.
back to this episode.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Sorry,
I still don't trust Allie.
Yeah.
Right? Yes?
I was going to say that's good because Maya says I think Allie's arc is over.
Yeah, I agree. I think this week we saw the tattoo. Thank you. I wanted to see it. And she's moving out. Which I went, great, good, good great. For you, good riddance.
Oh my gosh, that's harsh.
Bay was sad, though.
Yeah, Bay also was the one who was like, move into our apartment, I'm not going to ask my roommate. We're throwing a party, I'm not going to ask my roommate. Girl, that's not how you live with a roommate.
She was also the one who decided, let's play games with mugs.
Yeah.
She also didn't know there was an electricity bill. I mean, the girl just doesn't know.
That's a fair point. I love,
though. There's an electricity bill.
She's sitting there, and Allie got this free tattoo with free touch-ups. A big old tattoo that would be hundreds of dollars that would have probably covered the chair fee.
Yeah.
And she gets the phone call, who's like canceling, and she goes, well, now I'm in the negative. You're right, you're in the negative. Your negative is sitting directly in front of you. Her name is Allie.
True.
I wish...
True.
This is going to sound terrible, but if Bae's parents were going to raise her this way, they should have also raised her to find someone to take care of her. It's true.
Yeah.
If they raised her in a way that she doesn't know about electricity bills.
She should just get married. Some friend, some rich dude at this point.
Well, saying. And I want to talk about Simone coming back. I've been holding a grudge on Simone since season one when she slept with Emmett.
And now you don't have that after the end of the episode?
No, I still have it. Her coming back, her behavior towards Toby and Carlton was unacceptable.
That was...
I feel like, right, we have 5 seasons. Bae and Daphne have, their character arcs have very much moved and changed, but the girls have not grown up. Does that make sense?
It's almost like they keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah, they're, like the fact that Bae and Simone have this falling back into their old high school behavior, which I totally understand when you see someone from high school, you fall back into that, because that's how you talk to this person. But... she hasn't, like, she's had these amazing arcs and she's come a long way, but she also hasn't grown up at all.
Yeah, I'm reading the chat right now.
People hate me. Go on.
No, people don't hate you. Billie Jean Girl agrees with you.
Thanks,
Jasmine said it was awkward when Simone came back. And then Mayo mentioned how Simone only mentioned Emmett for like 1 second in the episode.
Yeah, she has no right to say that boy's name. She has no right.
Who?
So it's
Simone
that
saying
only...
Emmett. Saying, oh, are you you're not with Emmett anymore when she meets Travis? I was like, girl, you shut your mouth. You keep that mouth, that name off your lips. Unacceptable.
Now we have 2 episodes left in No Emmett and Bay.
I still think we have time. Especially based on the promo for next week, which we will get to. I like that Toby and Simone had a meeting at the end where they resolved their issues. But, like, what kind of human being is that rude when they see a child? Other than me, who doesn't like children. I still know better than to be rude.
She wasn't, I don't know if she was outwardly rude. She just didn't know what to say, and she was surprised. And it was an awkward moment. She could have played it off, but she didn't. You know, she explained later on, she's got problems. She's not as happy as she should be. I feel like she does have character defects, but she hides them well. And as an actress, she did do that very well.
Oh, yeah.
Because on the surface, you're like, who is this tall, put-together chick? Right, you know, right. But, yeah.
I love that you're defending her, too.
Oh, not defending her. I you know, but later on, Bay did say, you know, Daphne said people just don't know how to express, you know, how they feel about it right away.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
But... yeah. Oh, you know what really bothered me was that kid Aiden during the party. Oh, okay. My God.
In my notes, he's the a-hole.
He, yeah. God.
I didn't even remember his name.
Yeah. So the last time we saw him was in that group with Regina.
Yeah, during our project. And he was just insulting everyone, every line.
Yeah. And then, before that, we saw him when he made those awful t-shirts. He is the worst.
The villain. He's like the villain.
Yes. Which, so when we met Vimla way back last season, and I said that that woman needed to get punched in the face and never did, I felt redeemed this week because Travis punches the a-hole in the face, and he deserved it.
He did deserve that.
He shouldn't have been at that party.
I was cheering. I was like, good. He should, absolutely.
Before we jump into the party, because that was the bulk of the episode, I want to take a moment to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you all so much. Thank you to everyone who's on our Twitter and tweets at people on the show to come in. That's how we got Michael here. So thank you to the fans. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, but also rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they don't work. I just checked them right before we started. They don't work. I was checking them because I was checking for reviews. If you write a review, bang on your keyboard, put some emojis, we will read it live on the air. There are no new reviews and you're running out of time. So go write reviews, bang on a keyboard, subscribe. Yes.
Gabriel just broke my heart because in all caps he's like, yeah, there's no time for Bemmett. So
ooh, girl, that's crazy.
My heart's broken now.
I'm sorry. I think there's still time, but let's talk about the party. Which was Allie's idea. I don't trust that girl. I feel like she wanted to steal all their stuff. That's what I thought was going to happen. She was going to steal all the money
in the dark because there wasn't that much light.
But she was also working the door.
Yeah. Oh, God, you really have it in for her.
I really don't trust her.
Yeah, but she has Angela's heart.
Yeah, I trust her heart. I don't trust her. It's the brain that's the problem.
I mean, it wasn't a terrible idea until the party moved to the cracked mug. That's when it got that was just a mistake.
That, again, is Bay being a dumb kid.
Yeah. Well, maybe she was hammered. I don't know. That was a bad move. Mm. Bad move.
I blame Simone more for that and not Allie at all for the cracked mug part.
Yeah, Simone wanted coffee, so they went down and made her coffee.
Of course, fancy pants wants coffee. She needs to be,
she's sober.
Right. Well, also, but, you know, then drink water at the party. You don't need freaking coffee.
That's true. I like that Simone is sober. I like that we're dealing with that. I do not like how many times she felt it necessary to say it.
Yeah, she kept saying DD, and there were a couple.
I'm sober. I don't drink. She didn't say it a lot. Girl, we heard you.
Elitist. She was very, yes.
Yeah. Girl, we don't need to know your business. But I do appreciate that then it explained why it was that she and Regina knew each other. Because she came in looking for Regina.
Yeah, that was cool. I did not see that coming.
I did not either.
I didn't see that coming either.
It was good.
Whoa!
But it also made me realize that if Regina is Simone's sponsor, then they're close.
Yeah.
Therefore, all of these lies that Bay told her, Simone should already know.
Yeah. It's true.
Minor thought that I picked up on. So we're at this party where Luca's friend is there.
Oh, Tucker.
Tucker.
Yeah, he's having a grand old time.
Yeah, he is.
That's
Simone's down.
Yeah.
I also appreciate that they remind us that everyone's under 21.
Yeah. That only popped up until when Regina said, like, we're all underage. Right. Like, everyone's underage.
Which, I was, how did they get the keg?
Fake IDs. Come on. Fake IDs. Do you remember fake IDs? That was easy.
Okay.
I forgot the under 21 thing, though, and I think I'm going to blame another freeform show for that because of a time jump. But, because they started on...
Well, no, they had a time jump. Like, yeah.
After... Did it start after or the same time? A little after, I think.
What?
In Pretty Little Liars and their time jump?
No, they had a crazy time jump. No, this one had a little time jump at the beginning of the season.
But I always think, like, the characters on this show are the same age?
As the characters on
that show.
This show started after.
Yeah.
And they were young. Anyway. Irrelevant. So, they're having this party. They move into the Cracked Mug. Bae's being stupid. Can we talk about why Luca was so cool with, like, not revealing that there was a party? Luca was like, I'm not going to tell Regina that you're having a party.
So what? He wanted them to have a good time.
Here's the thing. Here's how I feel.
He's dating Regina.
Yeah. If Luca plans to have a long-term relationship, I'm telling you how to live your life. If Luca plans to have a relationship with Regina in a long-term relationship, he's going to have to move more into a parental figure. He is not going to be one of the kids.
A little more transparent, maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah. I would have played it that way if they wrote it.
Defend him. No, I was like, he has no right to keep this.
Well, he didn't think he was going to... Yeah, it was hiding it, mm-hmm. I guess. It was.
Especially with how the episode ended.
Yeah, for sure.
With these no more secrets.
True.
All right, let's take it to them.
God, you're good. You get every... Wow.
Thanks.
You really get in there. Yeah.
Thank you. I watch this show with a microscope. All right, let's talk about Regina and Luca. So... Regina's all sad about her grades.
People were upset when, because she got a C+.
Yeah.
People on social media were like, I get C+ all the time. That's not that bad. And I was like, oh, I could not respond. I was like, you may be right. But yeah, they were not happy that the C+. Maybe they should have made it a D
I think the fact that to explain why it was a big deal. She was on the track to be on the dean's list, and this C+ would ruin that.
Right.
So it's not the fact that she got a C+. It is that she wasn't getting them, and this one's kind of ruining her streak. There you go.
Yeah.
What do we got from the chat?
Tamika says that Luca and Regina are not going to work still.
Ooh.
Jasmine.
Thank you.
Jasmine says, I think Luca was trying to be the cool guy with Bay by not telling Regina, which is why I kind of believe with the comment above from Tamika, because...
That it's not going to work out because he's trying to be a kid?
Yeah. Because I think that's why Regina has, like, those
college.
Trust issues.
Well, then maybe there's an issue there. It's like, does he want to play, be on Regina's level, or does he want to still be a young college kid? Because the episode started out with him almost going to cheat, even though he didn't go cheat. Everyone thought he cheated.
I thought he cheated.
People were like, da-da-da, Luca, you know,
yeah,
bad,
I thought
bad
this
guy.
Was the end.
Yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yes?
Gabriel actually says R and L are in game. So
really, Regina and Luca are end game?
Wait, what does that mean?
That means they're gonna last.
They're gonna last.
Oh,
that means that
thank
they're meant
you.
To be.
Who's that?
Gabriel.
Thank you, Gabriel.
No.
Yes.
No, not on my show.
I'm gonna use end game. That's it. R and L end game. Hashtag. There it is. Trending. Endgame. Trending.
Regina and Luca end game. What's their couple name?
Reluca. I'm always the worst at making couple names, so I'm going to go with Legina.
Okay.
Legina.
Yeah.
There's a little dance of that. Okay. I loved this Regina Catherine stalking thing.
That was hilarious.
When they have moments together and they aren't talking about the girls, they're the best. They are so adorable. I want a spinoff of Regina and Catherine. Like,
that could work.
Oh, I just had a terrible thought, and I don't want to say it out loud, but I'm going to say it. Okay, so my beloved Silver Fox has a heart attack, and Regina and Catherine move in together, and thus start a new life as together. Single ladies.
Oh, yeah. Single ladies. Okay, yeah. I was like, to get like together.
No, no, or, we already okay. had that episode. That was okay. a great episode too, where they kissed. Remember? I remember. I remember it well.
I love those two. Great.
Thinking
great,
about the spinoff thing.
Yeah, but sadly, my beloved Silver Fox will have to go. game night was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it was Luca being sketchy, but not really being right, sketchy. Right.
But, like, we have this scenario where Catherine and John want new friends or more friends, more mm-hmm. couple friends to hang out with. Do we not recall that they just got their sex life back? Like, why? You don't need friends. You have each other.
Yeah.
Go drink some tea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put on that bathrobe again.
No, not that bathrobe. What,
whatever it was.
That sexy teddy she wore.
Yeah.
She looks so good.
Not to throw my parents under the bus, but when that storyline came up, I was thinking about my parents the whole time.
Oh, well, that's uncomfortable.
No.
I wasn't.
No. We
need more. Thank you. Oh, that they need more friends. I see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there girl, you go. Becca, we were all real concerned about your parents.
It's okay.
And I know your mom. Turn it off.
What is this music?
That was Game of Thrones. No. Oh.
Wrong show.
No, yeah. But I got it. I got the
reference. They want to be social. I think it's cool. Their friends were moving away or something.
Yeah. But so we have Regina and Luca. So see, he's supposed to be the adult now.
Yeah, he was. He was going to get the dishes. He was cleaning up.
He's trying. Got a text from his lady friend, and then
Bay. Yeah. Oh, he left immediately. Yeah. It was pretty. It was not nice. Regina was so worried. You see her? She's like, I think Luca's cheating on me.
Well, I also was like, what? I can't say what I said. Yes.
I'm just gonna say how quickly Luca shows up. Like when. He got the text from Bay. Like, if Bay was single, and
that's true.
Wait, what?
So she's saying, yeah, that. Wait, you're saying they'd be cute?
Yeah.
Luca and Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can't do that. That'd be wrong.
That'd be weird.
Well, especially when we first started out when they were trying to put Luca and Daphne together.
Yeah.
Which actually I think would have, personally, I think would be a cuter couple.
If
we're going to ship with Luca with other people.
I mean, because Daphne's technically...
She's been single.
Single. Yeah.
Here's a new show. So my beloved Silver Fox dies. And Luca just and Catherine.
Just keep killing your Silver Fox. That's your beloved Silver Fox.
I'm
keeps dying.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry. But Luca and Catherine.
Hey, I'm not opposed. Yeah. They're both attractive women. There are attractive women on this show.
This is a really hot show.
Yeah, not just good looking. I mean, like, beautiful people, mm-hmm. too. On and off camera. They're amazing. I have, you know, little crushes on all of them. I really do. I fell in love with all of them. No, not...
Me too.
Yeah, in like a people way. Like,
yeah.
From Katie. I mean, they're just so wonderful to work with.
Aww.
Yeah. It was a blessing. I'm so blessed to have been part of that.
Yeah.
You know? And it's ending. It's so sad.
I feel like everyone on the show is like... Just like CGI and not real. They're so,
you look photoshopped. Yeah. I got you. They do. And the people that we've met have been all amazing and so sweet that we've had on this show.
They're good people.
Yeah.
You don't always get that. You don't always, sometimes you're not wanted on set. You know, I've done shows where it's, they're like, yeah, you're just a kind of a nobody. We don't really want to talk to you. Yeah. Oh. When you're a guest star, I'm not going to say the show, but there have been shows where it's
just
like,
say
yeah.
the network.
No, but this was a totally different experience.
Yeah. Well, so we also have Luca and Regina at the end revealing to each other the whole situation.
Yeah.
Girl, when she goes to stalk the Lauren.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she,
yeah.
Lauren's jogging. I don't know why her first thought is, oh, he's not here. Lauren went jogging. He's not here.
Yeah.
Unless he's jogging with her.
Then, he wasn't there.
Anyway, so they talk, and he reveals that they were dating, that they dated before.
They used to date, and he didn't want to talk about it.
Because Regina, when he points out that Regina was like, you said we shouldn't talk about exes.
She was stumped. Yeah. She was like, oh, yeah.
It was my fault.
Right.
But
there's friction. There was still friction and tension there.
Yeah.
You know, they need to resolve that.
Well, she revealed what Luca's dad did.
Yeah.
That was...
Yes. Going back to the Catherine and Regina part,
yes.
To make a comparison to Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah. Well, except for the way Thelma and Louise ends.
Well, yeah, except for that. Spoiler. I was going to say.
I'd watch that.
But they make a good team.
Yeah, so we end up with some people happy, some people sad. Regina and Luke are back together.
Oh, come on. You're not Team Reluca? What is the Regina?
Regina, I will tell you my thoughts when we get into predictions.
You think he's too young?
No. Oh, no. Oh, okay. That's, well, no. That's not my problem. No, I actually like Luca's dad with Regina.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
Do you guys hang out? Become father,
son? It was cool. It was a cool time. He's worked for a long time, that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be weird, too.
What's going on? What is happening in the chat?
I'm talking about Regina and the dad now. Oh. Like, it wouldn't have been before. Oh. But now it's weird.
New show. Yeah. No, new show.
Silver Fox dies.
No. He's alive. He's alive in this one. He's alive in this one. My beloved Silver Fox is alive. Luca's dad and Regina get together. And Luca and Daphne get together.
That's the switcheroo. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Switcheroo. That's the name of the spinoff. Yeah, there Switch you go. Birth, switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
You're welcome. Lizzie Weiss, take it. We have some questions that have been submitted for you.
Okay.
Although this person does not deserve her question being asked because she's not here.
Oh, boy.
So this is from Kelsey, who does not deserve this. Though.
She usually sits right here, right?
Kelsey sits right here.
Okay, I'll pretend you're here. Okay.
Great. Yeah. Kelsey wants to know, so you were going to school to be a bio major.
Yes.
Was that helpful with the background for this character? It was perfect because he's
absolutely
kind of a medic.
Yeah, it did because, I mean, there was a little bit of science talk, but it was more about, you know, the medical background mm-hmm. of him being a medic, and that did help. For my character, I think. Okay. And the whole back and forth with Daphne, because she's doing the same thing.
Right. Do you have any sort of army training?
I don't. I've played soldiers like 4 times, though, now. I don't know what it is.
You have that look.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's the hair. I don't know why they keep casting me. Yeah, I did a movie called Boy Meets Girl, where I played a Marine. I was on Bones, playing a guy with PTSD. I played it a bunch, so...
It happens.
Yeah.
I know quite a few actors where that happens.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's more work.
All right, Kelsey, I will ask your question.
How far away are you, Kelsey? She's are you
not,
almost here?
No, not coming.
I'm kidding.
She's not welcome here anymore. She totally is. She wants to know if you want to play more medical roles, because she suggests that you could be the next McDreamy.
Wow. That's funny you say that. I auditioned for a couple pilots this year where they were young doctors. So.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple. Yeah. It was fun, and I felt comfortable. So, yeah, absolutely. Play young doc.
Are you going
to
start
researching? Look what happened to George Clooney. ER.
That's true.
Crushed it. So
look what happened to him.
What?
He went on to have a great career. Yeah. How dare he?
I know.
We got questions from the chat.
Yes, Billie Jean Girl wants to know what it's like working with Constance.
Oh, I mean, a dream. They were all a dream to work with. Whenever I wanted to rehearse, whenever I needed to ask questions about past seasons, they were more than welcome to help. They welcomed me like to no end. It was amazing. Yeah. And I felt Katie too. I also was, I mean, watching some of the talent on the show. Watching Katie LeClerc work is something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see that? I'm going to go back a few episodes.
Yeah.
Was it episode 6 when Allie says to her, reveals the whole heart, and she goes, oh, my God, you have... It was literally the last line, you have Angela's heart. She revealed like 6 or 7 emotions in that one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that one over again, too, because I was watching how she did that and the tear falling. I was like, oh, this is it. I was like, throw this girl an award. She's just so... great. And I had so many moments like that on set. I was trying to, you know, keep it low key, but I was like fanboying because I was like, they're so good. And it was so humble. It was amazing.
I agree that amazing. They're so amazing.
They're so amazing.
We feel that.
Yeah.
The best thing is we can feel that through the TV.
Exactly. It's exactly what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. And it's not always like that.
Yeah.
So I was blessed and humbled and grateful to be, you know, along with this really awesome cast.
Yeah. Other questions?
I think I know the answer to this one, but Maya asked, what's your favorite episode of Switch to Burn?
I think we all know the answer.
The last one. The 100th episode. The heart. Mm. It was too, that ending was way too good. I mean, you just, everyone, come on, everyone was bawling at the end with that music. It was great. And it was 100th episode. You can't beat that.
Did you get to watch it with any of the cast members or?
I didn't. I watched it home with it.
Just crying?
I think I had a glass of wine and I was just crying over and over and over again. It was amazing. It was a great night.
Do you live tweet the show?
Sometimes, yeah. On the episodes that I'm in, they invite me to the studio. It's fun.
Oh, with people.
Yeah. They've got like a whole team there. It's pretty cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And they're like creating memes as the show's going on. I'm like, how did you do that? Like, I literally just, and then it's boom, there's a meme that pops. It's amazing.
Like, what?
Team
is great.
They've got it down.
Yeah.
For sure.
Becca?
The word endgame is back. Jasmine asked, who do you think is endgame?
You mean like with
Bay? Like the show, like just anyone in general.
John and Catherine are endgame.
Yeah, they have to be.
Unless, you know, the Silver Fox finds someone else.
Or dies.
Is available. He will not die. We can't kill another father on the show.
I think Emmett and Bay are endgame.
You really?
I think so.
Wow.
Ooh.
I think so. I think something's gonna happen.
Oh.
Do you know something or do you think something?
I'm not saying anything.
All right. This is just your opinion.
Yeah.
This is not a confirmation.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to calm down.
Yeah. And then Toby. That's
Toby.
I mean,
I appreciate
he better be endgame because.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. You're committed, sir.
I love that they brought up Nikki this episode because last episode. Maybe. I don't remember. Did we not remember when he played in the. When they were talking about the wedding and I complained a lot about
that.
No, they were talking about the baptism. I was like, what's the thing you do with the baby? The baptism.
Yeah.
And
you baptize the baby.
Right.
You'd put it in the water.
Sure.
Not put the whole thing in the water, but you'd dump its head in the water.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I as the fans know, I'm very Jewish.
Right, I got you. it's like a bris.
It's the very different.
Well,
the action is very different.
No, I know the action.
There's no water involved.
I'm from New York. I have a lot of Jewish friends. Which a lot of bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the good old days.
Oh, I went to a lot of them.
They're the best.
Yeah.
I wanted a bar mitzvah.
But
anyway.
So in that episode, when Toby says that he's not into organized religion, we had talked about the fact that he used to play in a Christian rock band where he met that girl and he got married. And I love when he's talking to Simone this episode. And he's like, we were married for a minute. And then I was like, do we not remember that he married Nikki?
For a minute.
I wish they would have brought her back. Yes.
Good questions. From Sadie and Ashley both, they had the same question. Have you learned sign language from working on the show?
I have not.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I have not.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
I'll teach
I think
sign
a lot of people
afterwards.
Hate me, but I didn't have time to learn it. I was cast and we were shooting like in 2 weeks. I was like, I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. After tonight's show, I'll teach you. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Teach you both. Private lessons. All right, if we have more questions or should we head into prediction?
Which character? Okay.
Oh, we're heading
What's
into
that?
Predictions.
Oh. That was weird. This is like a haunted house.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Let's
happens.
Do it.
Okay.
Nope. Okay.
Does anything fall out of the ceiling?
No, nothing falls out of the ceiling.
And now, your After Buzz TV
prediction.
After Buzz TV.
I forgot that they started doing
nice.
That.
Nice.
When did that happen?
I don't know. No, that'd been cool. All right. Here's what we see for next week. In the promo, Daphne is deciding if she's going to help Chris. I have a theory on that. Someone is at the cracked mug. I have a theory on that. And Travis throws a lamp and Bay says, Travis, you have to face this. I don't have a theory on that one. Do you have any predictions?
Bennett.
What about it? Just that they will exist?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's why Travis was throwing the lamp?
I just want them to be endgame, and that's my only prediction.
Okay.
There's only a few things that can make a guy that angry. It's over another guy, or if you call someone retarded when you shouldn't, and that's what happened. One of those two things.
Travis has always had an anger management issue, and I feel
that's
like they're kind of...
I love it. I love that he's fiery. I love that about him. I love his character. He's
Absolutely.
Amazing. I love him.
But, it, like, also that anger thing would be realistic if Benjamin and Bailey, let's say, like, kiss at the end of next week's
episode. It's anger with good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean,
not saying
or,
that's
like,
always
reasonable.
Good,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, reasonable.
Like, he,
reasonable.
Justified.
Justified. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay, so Daphne is wondering whether she's going to help Chris. I think he's going to ask for her pee. Because it's a drug test. Not because I'm weird.
Oh.
That's what I think the conversation is.
Wait, are you sure that's how that is? That is it through pee or is it via blood?
I think
it's pee, isn't it?
I think it's pee.
Oh.
That's a good move. I mean, it's illegal and highly illegal.
Right, but also like
she needs to help him out.
Weird.
She needs to help. That's not that.
She
pee.
Owes him.
But it would be funny. It's like just take this.
Yeah.
She does owe him big time.
She she really doesn't.
Well, it kind of.
She threw him under the bus.
He took steroids.
True. But you said you were upset about her doing that?
Yeah, no, I think she
it's
didn't
like,
think
up.
It through.
Right.
Because I was upset at her react. Like, what? A drug test? Yeah, that's how this works.
He has a chance at going to the pros.
Right.
That is a big deal.
She did kind of ruin his life.
And it was because he hurt his arm. I don't know if that's fully believable, but it's because he hurt his arm.
Yeah, yeah. No, so
arm.
I totally understand. I think that had he, when they were in the bedroom, had he said to her, like, look, I was injured. I took them. I stopped taking them already.
Right.
Like, had he explained himself to her, then I think, one, she wouldn't have gone and done what she did. But two, I think then, like, she would have understood it and not been like, you're doing steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if he was doing steroids, wouldn't he be, like, much buffer? Like, bigger and...
I remember him being on stage. He was pretty jacked up.
No, I know. But I mean...
Oh, like, you mean like...
The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wasn't The Rock.
Right. I mean, he looked good. Don't worry, I noticed.
Yeah, they're kind of cute together, for sure.
Are they?
I think that kiss
more
was
than
adorable.
Mingo?
That kid. I do like Mingo. Mingo's just charming as hell. Or heck, sorry.
No, you can say hell.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's really charming. But that was a cute kiss at that party.
Yes.
I was like, go. And the music, I was like, music was good.
They were kissing, and I went, she's got something on her mind. This is not going where he thinks it is.
Well, probably Mingo, but not really, because Mingo's off, but... Yeah. I mean, also, it was just supposed to be a Kickstarter or something? What was
it? Non-starter.
A non-starter?
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Also a Kickstarter.
Yeah. Kickstarter. GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what the party was.
It's a GoFundMe. It was.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So I think that he's going to ask her to pee for him to take the test. Someone at the Cracked Mug, I think, especially with the way it went down, I think it's our beloved friend Terrell Tilford returning as Eric Bishop.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
To mess up my relationship?
Yes,
with,
to make up. To mess up
for sure.
Legina.
Legina. Yeah.
Billie Jean Girl says Bishop. It's Bishop. He's coming back.
Yeah. On this show, he's Bishop. I guess to the rest of the world, he's Eric.
Yeah. To Maya, he's Eric.
Girl, Bishop. Please. And then Travis throws the lamp. Bay says, Travis, you have to face this. So at first I thought we were finally going to end Travis and Bay and that Bay was going to go back to Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said to him, you have to face this, and in the background there was a woman talking to, I want to say it was Melody. So I think it has to do with Travis's mom. That's my prediction, that his mom comes back for some reason. Remember her? She was terrible. But also, no, she was a terrible person. That's why he lives with Melody. And I think maybe during the drug test, I mean, I don't think he's doing steroids because he would have better abs. But also, I think that something's going to happen that, okay.
Say it.
New prediction. Chris is going to get caught for the steroids. The whole team's going to get disqualified. His life in terms of baseball is going to be over. That's what he's upset about.
He only said that like 3 times in this episode at the end, like within like the last
My life's over.
My life's over.
My life's over.
I'm like, okay, is your life over?
I think we got it, sir.
But then how does Daphne has to help out somehow. There's no way she can let him burn like that. Or the whole team, she's going to have to, something's going to happen.
You think she's going to pee for him?
Yeah, I like the P one. I like that P prediction.
Thanks.
The PP. P squared. P squared.
What I do.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad you were here to talk about
this. This was
about
awesome.
Thank you so much for being here. Yes.
The chat earlier was going crazy over Bay having to sell her car at the end, too.
Girl, you need money. Sell the car.
They were heartbroken over that.
Over the car?
Yeah.
I like that she reminded us of the stuff that was on the car that she painted it a bunch of times. Because I also was like, that's not the color of that car. But she doesn't need it.
She needs money. She can't.
Yeah.
They need electricity.
It's the girl needs to get her priorities in order.
Electricity bills. Yeah. I like that she brought up, like, it feels like the end of her childhood or something like that.
Yeah. Her childhood was supposed to end at the beginning of the season. She's not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
You can't be a kid in your 20s.
You're finished with school. You have a job. You pay your bills sometimes.
Yeah. How's your electricity bill? Pretty probably paid, right?
I think so.
Get your stuff together.
Well, I have electricity.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Yep. Done. Thank you so much. I'm going to assume, after the way things ended this episode, that we will see you in future episodes of Switched at Birth. That is a safe assumption.
In the last two?
At least part of the last two, if not all of it.
Am I allowed to comment or no? I probably shouldn't say anything.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Okay.
I mean, I want you to, but I don't want you to get in trouble.
No comment.
Great. But it's we'll a safe see. Assumption, so we'll go with that.
Yeah. Hopefully I see you guys again.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that you're going to be in it.
Well, yes. Didn't you predict him as Endgame?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regina. Regina. That's the new hashtag.
And you have other, do you have other projects, something you want to plug?
I don't know if I can talk about it yet because I was on a show called best. Relationship Status, produced by Milo Ventimiglia on Go 90. It just got renewed for seasons 2 and 3. I don't know if that was in the original cast right. for season 1. Phenomenal cast. And they're talking right now and hopefully they bring me back. That's going to be exciting. Went to Tribeca last year. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, in New York. It's fun.
That's a really great show. People love that.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of really talented people. Emma Bell, you mm-hmm. know who she is?
Yeah, it was a huge,
huge cast.
Amazing cast.
Willa Fitzgerald. I mean, I was surrounded by some serious talent. It was right. amazing.
Good. Yeah. And people can keep up with you on social at...
Yeah, Michael M. Galante on Instagram and Twitter. Michael M. Galante, it's the same.
And you live tweet-ish.
Yeah,
when
sometimes.
You can, when
sure.
you're on the
episode. And I'll answer your questions, absolutely.
Awesome. And we have 2 episodes left.
2.
I can't believe we only have 2 episodes left.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like end of an era. Mm-hmm. This show was groundbreaking, for sure.
It
yeah.
really was.
And I was only in it for 1 season. I can't imagine what they're going through. Yeah. They were all crying at the live tweet last episode. They were all crying. Did you see that?
No.
They watched it live, and they were all bawling. And they had acted it out before, right. you know, a year before. But they just watching that, they all got emotional. It was really cool.
I'm so sad.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's 5 years of your life together with the same people.
And it really is still such an amazing, groundbreaking show. It did 100%. Stuff that has never been done before.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for joining us. Becca, everyone can find you at Becca B Talks TV.
Yes.
You are awesome.
On Twitter and Instagram.
And what other shows are you on here?
I start recapping 13 Reasons Why on Friday at 11 a.m. And I'm also on Young and Hungry on Mondays at 7.
And Pretty Little Liars comes back at some point?
Yes, I'm not on that.
Really?
You're a busy girl.
Shadowhunters comes back at some point?
Shadowhunters comes back June 5th, and Stitchers comes back June 5th as well.
Right, that one. That's the one I was looking for. Awesome. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Yaeltygiel. You can find me here on other after shows, such as Grimm for the final episode. Legion, the final episode, is tonight. The final season of Switched at Birth. And SVU. Yep. Those are a range of shows. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. You guys are great. Thanks. For having me.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.